Well, in an effort to defend your rights and the rights of school kids, the Southeastern Legal Foundation has sued the Department of Education. Suing the Department of Education and just their latest move to protect kids. Kimberly Herman is the general counsel for Southeastern Legal. They filed a federal lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Education on civil rights violations of CRT and DEI in Chicago Area School District number 65. Number 65. Kimberly, good to have you on the program.
Great to be here with you.
All right, so lay this out for us. First of all, for the folks that are curious, what is Southeastern Legal? What is it that you guys have as a mission statement?
Yeah, so we are a nonprofit public interest law firm, which is just a long way of saying that we sue the government when it violates your constitutional rights, and we do it for free.
You do it for free. Well, somebody picks up the bill. You're a nonprofit. Hopefully you get some help along the way. But tell us about this effort in Chicago, what it means, and why it's important to people outside of Chicago as well as the city.
Yeah, so back in 2019, so before COVID, before most parents had even kind of woken up to what's happening in our schools, our client, who's a brave drama teacher, she filed a complaint with the Department of Education because she saw that her school district up in Evanston, Illinois, was having mandatory segregation. So these affinity groups that we hear about where they separate kids and teachers by races, mandatory privilege walks, and really just instituting BLM curriculum into every single aspect of the school. So she filed this complaint. The Department of Education investigated it and ultimately found that, yes, shocker, schools cannot segregate our children. That violated the law.
What is a privilege walk?
So a privilege walk is when the schools will line up the students or the teachers, and they'll ask them questions, things like, do you come from a two-parent household? If you do, take two steps forward, one step back. Do your parents make over a certain amount of money? Take two steps forward or one step back. And they ultimately divide up the children. And then what they say at the end of all these questions is, this is the racial line. This is the divide. Look at your skin color. Look at how kids of one color are on one side and of the other. And they gear these questions toward the specific student and the demographics that they're already aware of to separate them by race and ultimately teach them to pit each other against each other.
Right. Class warfare in elementary school. All right. So you filed this lawsuit. Tell us about the lawsuit and what you're hoping to achieve here.
Yeah, so the Biden administration withdrew that letter of finding. So when our client, you know, filed that complaint and the Department of Education issued the finding, for some reason, under the Biden administration, all of those things I just talked about are okay, even though they violate the law. We want to know why. We've been asking the Department of Ed for 3 years now. Why did you withdraw that letter of finding and why is this okay? And they have ignored us. They have stonewalled us. We have tried and we've had to sue simply to get all of the information and to get their documents on this case.
All right. So everything's a process. The legal world, there's no speedy trial. They might say there is. There really isn't. Everything, especially this sort of thing. It's a process. You make your move. They counter. You make your next move. Where are we in this long process?
That's what we've been doing for the last several years. And so now we actually went to federal court. And so, you know, after when you file a case, they have 30 days to respond. We're waiting for that response. And then we hope that the judge here will act very swiftly and order them to turn over these documents, which are just, they're public records. Anyone in the country has a right to ask for these records, and the Department of Education has to give them over.
And then what?
And then we'll understand why they actually withdrew that finding. And we filed a federal lawsuit to the same extent. So in other words, the Department of Education withdrew that finding. So our client needed relief. The kids in that district need relief. And we filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against District 65. And when we win that case, which we ultimately believe that we will, that will set key precedent and put school districts across the country on notice that they must stop doing this. Stop teaching our kids to hate each other. Stop teaching our kids to hate America. Because as we see at the college level, that means that they will destroy it.
But it's clear here from your press release, reading deep into it, this is the push. This is the push from the top down. This is the push from the Biden White House down to create this racial divide, this animus between people. I mean, it's pretty clear, isn't it?
It's absolutely coming from the top down, and it's not just in the Department of Education. It's across all agencies. We're having to sue the USDA, the Department of Labor. You know, it's an alphabet soup in terms of defendants right now, because this is coming from top down, and where we really need changes, that's where we need the changes. We need fundamental changes to our Department of Education and the way that it's run and the influence that they have over our schools at a local level. Let our schools do their job at a local level. Leave them alone and stop teaching our kids and our Americans across the board to treat each other differently because of their skin color. And hey, U.S. government, stop doing it too, because they're doing it across the board in all their programs.
Yeah. So all of these racial, I mean, there's a lot of racial quotas really that are in existence too in the Department of Education, whether it's, you know, some of these colleges, they say there's no affirmative action, but really by practice, there really is. There's no racial discrimination in elementary and high school, but by practice, there really is, Kimberly. I mean, they try to say these things aren't happening. Of course, they tell us the southern border is secure, too. So, I mean, they just tell us things that just simply are not true and expect us to look the other way. I think I'm glad you don't. Do you think you can win here, or is it just one after another? You win in Chicago, and then some judge messes with you somewhere else, and then you move on, and you move on. I mean, does it ever end? Do you ever come out on top?
Well, I mean, yes, we do ultimately come out on top, and we've been doing this for almost 50 years. And so the point here is to be strategic, and we nobody wants to play whack-a-mole, right? We're not going to change the country, and we're not going to save America by playing whack-a-mole here. And so it does take a lot of effort, but to your point, there's other friends of ours that have brought cases against schools for things like race-based quotas, and we can support those cases. And so we need to be looking across the board. They're not going to stop on their own. They're not going to stop coming up with these outlandish ways to discriminate and teach hate. And so we just need to stay on our toes, and we need parents, we need college students who are willing to stand up and go to court and fight for the rights of all Americans.
Yeah. Otherwise, there will be no rights for any Americans. Kimberly Herman, I agree with you on that. So I appreciate you bringing this to our attention, and thank you for spending time here today.
Thanks for having me.
Greatly appreciate you. It's too bad that we have to sit here and discuss whether or not black and white kids should be on equal footing in the schools, whether or not we should be teaching kids that there are victims and villains, oppressors and victims, and all of this stuff. We should not have to have those conversations at all, should we? The answer is no, we shouldn't have to have those conversations. And yet here we are, wading through this filth, because that's what they've got. Divide and conquer. They can't unify the country. Remember, Joe Biden's going to be the great unifier. The great unifier was going to be Joe Biden.
Pause.
Yeah. That's great, Joey. His handlers don't want to unify. They want to divide and conquer. That's the only hope they have today. Divide and conquer. I'll take a break when we come back. Pam Bondi's going to be here. Former Attorney General of the state of Florida. What about all these kids and this bad behavior on campus? What about the Trump trials? Talk to the former AG after this.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. welcome.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.